this is me building a prototype for 6 hours straight. This is slave labor to my own project. This is what the DIY and maker movements really look like. And this is an analogy for today's construction and manufacturing worlds with brute force assembly techniques. And this is exactly why I started studying how to program physical materials to build themselves. But there is another world. Today, at the micro and nano scales, there's an unprecedented revolution happening. And this is the ability to program physical and biological materials to change shape, change properties, and even compute outside of silicon-based matter. There's even a software called CAD Nano that allows us to design three-dimensional shapes like nanorobots or drug delivery systems and use DNA to self-assemble those functional structures. But if we look at the human scale, there's massive problems that aren't being addressed by those nanoscale technologies. If we look at construction and manufacturing, there's major inefficiencies, energy consumption, and excessive labor techniques. In infrastructure, let's just take one example, take piping. In water pipes, we have fixed capacity water pipes that have fixed flow rates, except for expensive pumps and valves. We bury them in the ground. If anything changes, the environment changes, the ground moves, or demand changes, we have to start from scratch and take them out and replace them.